KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 10 degrees above zero. We look for mostly cloudy skies today. Scattered flurries, a high of 22. Winter weather advisories go into effect for most of the listening area beginning tonight at 6 o'clock, and that is for mixed precipitation in the form of some ice and snow. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping local news, rescue crews from Cumberland and Messina, along with medevac ambulance, were dispatched to a two-vehicle injury accident at around 7:40 this morning. The collision happened on a bridge on 690th Street or County Road N28, just south of Oxford Road, which is County Road G43. One person, a female, was said to have been injured. The Jaws of Life extraction tool was requested, and as just before news time, they were still trying to get that woman out of the car. LifeNet was also requested to land on the scene or at the Cass County Hospital. The other details are not immediately available. Creston police report 20-year-old Kane Allen Michael Farlow of Creston was arrested at around 3:40 this morning. Farlow was arrested at a residence in the 800 block of Laurel Street on a Union County warrant for probation and parole violation, along with possession of paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, and for being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was being held in the Union County Jail without bond awaiting a magistrate appearance. And on Sunday, 19-year-old Connor Callison of Creston was arrested on his residence on a charge of simple domestic assault. He was being held at the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. A former Iowa school district official has been given 3 years probation for embezzling nearly $217,000 over the course of several years. Dallas County District Court records show 35-year-old Melissa Lance was given a 10-year suspended prison sentence during a hearing last Friday in Adel. The judge also ordered her to pay restitution and perform community service. Lance had pleaded guilty to theft from the Woodward Granger Community School District. She was hired in 2012, assigned to payroll duties, and eventually became the business manager. Her arrest followed a state audit that identified improper and unsupported disbursements by the district over a period of 5 years, including 101 checks that Lance issued to herself on top of her authorized paychecks. The district serves around 1,000 students and is located about 20 miles northwest of Des Moines. Well, at least four area school districts will hold their Board of Education meetings this evening, kicking things off at 5:30 at the Griswold School Board meeting at the Middle School High School building in Griswold. Among the old business items on their agenda is an update, if available, from KPE Architects and Estes Construction with regard to the district's facilities and discussion on the 2019-2020 budget adjustments. New business for Griswold includes approval of change orders related to the construction and action on numerous board policies. The Exira EHK School Board meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. Action items on their agenda include setting the date and time for the 2019-2020 calendar hearing, a review of policies and approval of new hires, transfers, resignations, and other personnel matters. The CAM School Board meeting gets underway this evening at 6:30 in the High School Media Center, and that'll include action on a retirement incentive, a bid approval for smoke detectors and heat sensors at the CAM Middle School, an engineering services agreement with Donald K. Staley, professional engineers, also CAM North fundraisers and administrative personnel matters. And the Audubon School Board will meet at 7 p.m. in their high school boardroom. They're set to act on setting the dates and times for public hearings on the possible sale of school land and the 2019-2020 school calendar, an increase in the extended contract for the activity director position, and approval of a memorandum of understanding with Coon Rapids Bayard School District. The Audubon School Board will also discuss possible calendar options for 2019-20, among other items. Officials of the Cass County Salvation Army Unit have announced your support for their 2018 Red Kettle campaign resulted in collection of funds amounting to $7,977. The Cass County Unit thanks all the bell-ringing volunteers and bell-ringing campaign coordinator Steve Livengood. Officials say bell-ringers filled one-and-a-half-hour shifts at Walmart, Fairway, and Hy-Vee again this year. Co-persons Dave Erickson and Teresa Canning also want to thank Dave Hancock, who assists Livengood each year by taking care of the Hy-Vee location. And they thank the realtors who have a day each season that they set aside for bell ringing on a Friday. Campaign organizers say 90% of the money collected stays in Cass County and assists with school backpacks, emergency assistance for stranded travelers, the Atlantic Food Pantry, West Central Development, and numerous other small projects. The remaining 10% goes to the division headquarters to be set aside for disaster assistance in the Western Division service area. Should be noted also that Steve Livengood is resigning his position as bell ringing coordinator after 5 years of scheduling sites, picking up the buckets, and depositing funds. A volunteer to replace him is being sought. Anyone interested can contact the Atlantic Police Department at 712-243-3512. The Iowa Donor Network is celebrating several records set in last year. Spokesman Tony Hakes says the numbers for 2018 show a lot of good things.
We had the most number of organ donors we've ever had in our 25-year history at 74. We also had the most organs transplanted in our history at 248. So those are really great. That means 248 lives were saved. That means 74 families, you know, had a little bit of a bright spot in what was a very dark time for them, losing their loved one.
He says they also set a mark for people who are signed up to donate.
73% of adults are now registered in Iowa, which is the highest it's ever been. It's good enough for number 9 in the country percentage-wise.
The national average for people signed up to donate is 54%. There are now 1.8 million Iowans registered to donate. Hakes says the record 248 people shows the importance of signing up.
Of course, we get these records because of our donor families, because people are saying yes. They're realizing that, you know, the loss of their loved one doesn't have to be a complete loss, that they can go on and save other lives, and they can really, you know, have that legacy.
Hague says the success of the North Liberty-based organization is also due to the relationship they've formed with the Iowa Department of Transportation, Department of Public Health, the Iowa Association of County Medical Examiners, the Iowa Hospital Association, and the Iowa EMS Association. He says they've all helped in the successful effort to raise awareness that begins the education and awareness program early.
We have a program for driver's ed. So we start talking to kids at 14 and 15 years old about how they can register and the importance of registering. We also have a wonderful volunteer program. We have over 100 volunteers that are actively, taking our message, talking to people, setting up events, reaching out to their local newspapers, you know, radio stations, all of those things to help promote donation.
He says they've worked to cut out the misconceptions that people may have about organ donation.
We really stress not letting people rule themselves out because of age or medical history. So we tell everyone to register regardless of your age, regardless of your health history, because we've had donors that have been over 100 every year. We've had organ donors in their 80s.
While they've set a lot of records, Hake says they want to keep building on the success last year for this year.
We realize, you know, that everyone registering would be fantastic, but at some point we're going to get to that, top ceiling. So we're still going to be going hard, especially with social media and some of our digital works. We're still very much in collaboration with hospitals and EMS agencies and medical examiners and fire stations, still working very closely with the Department of Transportation and the Iowa Department of Public Health to make sure that we can maintain this momentum for the next few years.
And he says they will continue working with their many partners to continue to maintain the momentum over the next few years.
The easiest thing is to just register. So when you go to your driver's license station to get your license or get it renewed, just mark yes. Now it's actually a heart that appears on your driver's license, so make sure to get that heart placed on your license. And then also make sure that your family knows and understands your wishes and you know and understand theirs. Have that conversation now. If something were to happen, this is what I want done.
To find out more about organ donation, you can go to the Iowa Donor Network website at www.iadn.org. Well, along with getting formal attire, flowers, dinner reservations, and a limo, many Iowa high schoolers also book a tanning bed to prepare for prom. Leslie Van Bogart, who grew up in eastern Iowa, will be addressing students at pre-prom events in Cedar Rapids, discussing her bout with skin cancer.
Well, I was 16 years old and working at a tanning salon and constantly in tanning beds, and I ended up getting diagnosed with basal cell carcinoma at the age of 19. Just from using tanning beds so frequently.
Many states bar people under the age of 18 from using tanning beds. Iowa is among fewer than a half a dozen remaining states that have yet to impose tighter restrictions on UV tanning beds, which she says are completely banned in some states.
Tanning beds are actually in the same category as booze and cigarettes, so proven carcinogens. So now that that's been classified and people are more aware, I think the UV tanning beds are honestly going to be obsolete in the next 5 to 10 years.
Being a skin cancer survivor, Van Bogart now runs a spray tan business called Your Tanning Bar with salons in Cedar Rapids and Coralville. She says it's by far the safest alternative to having healthier-looking, darker skin.
The technology behind spray tanning is truly amazing. The fact that we can airbrush a tan right onto you, customize it to your skin tone now, make it look just like a natural tan outside, without, you know, the harmful side effects. So we actually at our salon use all natural organic products. So it's actually great for your skin.
She says spray tans often last 7 to 10 days. The pre-prom event included hair and makeup tips from industry experts, as well as a fashion show highlighting the latest dress and tuxedo styles, in addition to the vendor fair, refreshments, and prizes. Bogart is among two skin cancer survivors who spoke with the high school students who attended this past weekend.
I'm not that much older than them. I'm only 30, so hopefully they can connect on a level with me that, you know, I was in their shoes not that long ago, and I was in and out of tanning beds, and hopefully they can take my story and learn from it.
Cancer is Iowa's leading cause of death for more than 17,400 Iowans diagnosed every year. Skin cancer is the most common of all cancers. Melanoma, the more dangerous type of skin cancer, accounts for almost 10,000 skin cancer deaths nationwide each year. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.